to Glamorous Trash. Today we are discussing a celebrity memoir, and memoir is a bit of a stretch. This is more of a cocktail recipe book mixed with some anecdotes. That's right, we're discussing Ariana Madix's book titled Single AF, subtitle Drinks for Bad Bitches, published winter 2023. This book is giving cocktail recipes, it's giving weird Tom Sandoval facts, it's giving five things I never knew about their breakup and relationship that I'm so excited to get into. And just to note that in this episode, we're going to be talking about how, obviously, Tom cheated on Ariana with Rachel or Raquel. You know, we knew her on the show as Raquel, then that kind of got used against her. She has recently reclaimed the name Rachel. I support whatever name she wants to use. We called her Raquel. That's how we knew her. And, you know, whatever she wants is good with me, but just know that that is what we are calling her in this episode. And let's dive in because we're going to get a little drunk on some weird breakup stories.
I genuinely was coming from a place of, do you want to be in this relationship? Because I'm
hearing
what...
The answer was yes, and you had already f***ed him at that point, so shut the f*** up. F*** yourself with a f***ing cheese grater. F*** you. You f***ing suck. You're disgusting. And I wish nothing but the worst f***ing shit that could ever happen to a person on you.
The thing is like, we don't live our lives by logic.
I can't. It's such a joke.
My guest today is a podcaster, writer, and improviser living in Austin, Texas. He has done improv and stand-up for over 20 years, and his pop culture commentary has been printed in national publications like Us Weekly, Harper's Bazaar, Esquire, Entertainment Weekly, no big deal. He's appeared on E!, MTV, Bravo, The Moth, Comedy Central as a pop culture clown and expert. In 2012, our guest Ronnie co-founded the Watch What Crappens podcast, which is going stronger than ever, touring the country yearly and producing episodes 5 days a week for Wondery. Please welcome Ronnie Karam.
Well, hello. What an honor to be here. Thank you so much. You're like my first friend that reads.
I'm honored to have that position in your life, and you are the literal Mount Everest, God on high guest for this book. Like, I couldn't have dreamt higher than you.
Oh, you could have.
I could really not have. No. Are you kidding me? I love your show. What was your initial instinct when I asked you to do this book with me? Were you like, I've already read it, it's in my library? Were you like, is that even a book? Like, what were your thoughts and feelings?
I normally only read things where the asshole gets murdered. Like, the guy gets murdered, he's done the woman wrong, and then she's, like, really down about it at first, but then she just kills him. Like, that's the kind of thing that I like. Like, I'm a Gone Girl kind of a guy, which really the plot, but, you know, I'm that kind of guy. So, no, I didn't have it in my library. I like her and everything, but I talk a lot about every single episode. Scandoval was the whole year. It has not stopped.
Yeah.
She's been nonstop everywhere, you know, and good for her. Making that money, money.
I've been scorned and I will now have a retirement account.
I will profit.
I wasn't sure if we were going to do this book on the podcast, book in quotes, and I'm so glad we did. I got a little excited because when I first opened the book, there was a lot of words and I said, oh, it is a book. And then that quickly went away. There's so much photo shoot happening in this book, and the photographs are incredible, but I would imagine she spent more time putting on these outfits and taking these pictures than she did putting pen to page. That's my guess.
Well, this is not for literary people. I mean, you know, no offense to her or whatever. I don't know if she really wrote this I would imagine this is written by voice notes, you know, where you're like driving in your car and you're like, oh my God, I have such a good, or when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, I don't want to forget this dream. And then you press play the next morning and it's like, what if poop was gremlins? Like, it's like something terrible and stupid. But, you know, it's pretty good. It's not for literary people. It's for people who just want to, like, wallow in how they've been fucked over. You know, it's like, I'm going to make a drink. Tonight's drink is going to be based on that time he didn't call me back. It's a watermelon jujube. Fuck him. I hope he dies, girls. And, like, you all gather around and you have your special revenge drink, you know?
That's right. So I think we should set the table. Set the table, let's have a meal, and then we'll get ready for cocktails and dive into the book. But I want to kind of